416 at KNX. Tuesdays and Fridays, we answer your questions about the coronavirus. Submit them to us, Corona Questions, at KNX1070.com. With us today, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, welcome back. We just surpassed the million mark, a million coronavirus deaths worldwide since the beginning of the pandemic, and it looks like infections are on the comeback around much of the globe. What's your estimate as to when we'll finally get ahead of COVID-19?
Well, not until we learn our lessons. In terms of how this thing is transmitted, you know, it's really hard for people, and I feel that, and I hear that from my patients every single day, to stick with the program, to make sure they're socially distanced, and not to be in small contained spaces without adequate ventilation and air filtration. And that is where the problem occurs. So in countries that thought they had it down, like Israel, going through one of their worst coronavirus surges, and lots of countries in Europe, the same. So I don't think we're through this till, you know, somewhere in 2022. And from the beginning, that's sort of what we thought in terms of having this completely behind us.
What do you think when you think about the fall? I think you're in the camp that maybe the flu will be a little bit better this year because we're taking these protective measures. But then again, especially in places where it's cold, people are going to be inside. And if they don't have that airflow, then you've got a problem.
That's very true, Michael. That's very true. But here's the difference. And that is that the flu is about one third as contagious as coronavirus. And because the flu typically circumnavigates the globe, so it starts in, you know, Asia, we go to Asia, bring it back, Asia comes to us, that's not happening. So I see this as one of our lowest flu years on record. I haven't seen even a common cold, you know, since February. So I don't think we're in for a big flu year. I think it's really all game on COVID. And if we're COVID careful, we're automatically flu careful.
Doctor, why is that? Is it because we're just washing our hands more? I mean, why?
Absolutely.
Where's the flu?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We are washing our hands more. People are wearing masks. They're keeping distance. They're being careful. Many of my patients, you know, that I do telehealth with haven't left their homes, really, you know, for 6 months. You can't really catch something if you don't come in contact with it. And America has learned to wash its hands. It's become a little germophobic, which is healthy. And as a result, these more common colds and common flus are really not going to have a chance to get started because people aren't gathering together or going places where they're at risk.
It's kind of funny in hindsight, thinking of the before times, and it's like all those opportunities we had to wash our hands when we weren't, but we probably should have been all this way through.
But with us becoming more lax, we are also talking about people are getting a lot comfortable with COVID in our midst, and we're relaxing more. So
it's like, oh, if I haven't gotten it by now.
Exactly. So wouldn't that introduce the flu into the equation as well, or no?
No, the reason is it still requires a lot of national and international travel to spread the flu. And we're not really seeing people, you know, having that level of air travel even now. There's some business people are getting on board. There's some, you know, patients going for small vacations or visiting family or, you know, family emergencies. But I think airline travel is still significantly suppressed, and they're expecting that, you know, through the end of the year. And that is really what's required to spread these kind of common viruses. So that's, I think, the issue. And for a lot of people who are taking supplements like zinc, which we talk about here, that's going to protect them from COVID, same thing. The vitamin D, A, C, zinc, these are also going to help you stay safe with the common flu and the common cold.
Rick writes in to say he is 74, shares a house with someone who's in their 60s, works as a mail carrier, says they both keep their distance from each other in the house, but asks if he should be wearing a mask in there.
This is a really great question, Rick, and I'm glad you brought this up because it's a reminder that masks don't protect you. They protect the person in front of you. So Rick, at being the older guy at 74, presumably more staying home than his mail carrier housemate, he's more at risk than the mail carrier. And imagine if you got COVID by drinking contaminated water. So if I gave Rick a pitcher of contaminated COVID water and poured it through his mask into a glass, would he drink it? No, because he knows that the mask is not going to filter out all the COVID, and breathing COVID-contaminated air, same. It's not going to protect you, a mask. It will reduce the amount of virus going out of your mouth if you're infected and trying to protect somebody in front of you.
Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doctor, thanks.
You're welcome.
Coronavirus questions this time each Tuesday and Friday afternoon.